Is there a story about a coaching session with Henry Iba and Adolph Rupp of Kentucky at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, this is a great story. You know, Mr. Iba, anybody that played for him is one of his boys, and he considered you part of his family. But I think the guys that coached, he probably was a little bit closer and wanted to help whenever he could. Well, the Final Four has been held in Kansas City Municipal Auditorium more times than anywhere else. It's a small 10,000-seat arena, so it could never happen again because they're in larger arenas now when they have the championship games. Mr. Iba invited me to go. He said, you get up there, you look me up. Well, I got up there. He got me, and we went to some clinics. One night, we'd gone to dinner and came back, and he said, well, come on up to the boardroom, the basketball board. The NABC board had a room and a big suite. That's where the coaches would go and have bull sessions and talk afterwards. So we got up there. It must have been about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll never forget Mr. Iba and Mr. Rupp. Both of them probably had a couple of beers. All of a sudden, they had these little 7-ounce Coke bottles, or maybe they were 6 ounces. But one of them had 7-Up, one of them had Coke bottles, and they're down on the floor on their hands and knees, and they're running these plates against each other. Mr. Rupp had a real high, shrill voice. I'll never forget it. He said, I finally got it. In this real voice, I got you, Henry, I got you. And Mr. Iba made a move, and he said, in his deep voice, dang it, Adolph, you haven't got me one bit. Those are great times for a youngster. At that time, I was probably 26 years old, and I still remember those two great coaches down there arguing about a certain play that would work, and the other would say, no, it won't work, and they had those bottles down the floor.